popping the three jams, Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B. On the phone with me right now is Grammy-nominated artist Anthony Brown on the phone with us. He's going to be in town on St. Patrick's Day, March 17th at the Kansas City Music Hall for the Irma Williams Tribute Concert. Anthony, how you doing today?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for having me on.
I'm glad to talk to you today, man. How's everything been going so far for 2023 for you?
Man, I tell you, we have all been through a major shift in the past couple of years. But at this point, I'm just grateful to be alive, grateful to move forward. And I'm excited about what 2023 is going to bring, not just for me and Chris Therapy musically, but for everybody. I'm just excited, man.
Yeah, what have you learned more about yourself recently with this pandemic that's been going on within the last couple of years? Have you learned anything new about yourself?
That's a great question. I've always thought of myself to be somebody who is, you know, is a loner and kind of, you know, enjoy my solitude. But I learned through the pandemic that I like that solitude when I have the option. I don't like the solitude when I am forced into it. So I've probably way more social after the pandemic than I was before, because I'm just grateful for the gift to connect with people. And, you know, you don't take that so serious when you take it for granted a bit when you're just out and about amongst people every day. But the pandemic has taught me just how amazing it is and how great it is for us to be able to connect together and to, you know, have that human connection. It's really, really important. So that's probably my greatest lesson through the pandemic.
Man, I was reading up a little bit about your resume as far as your songwriting career as well as singing, man. Tell me about the songwriting. You know, it's got to be something special when you can actually come up with music that you write on your own. How does that process work for you?
Man, you know what? My mother always tells me the same thing. She always has since I was young. It's just to write songs that meet people where they live. And for me, that just means to just be relatable, you know, write from the level of experience that I have. And so I glean from not just my own life, you know, experiences, but I glean from conversations I had with friends, from loved ones, what I read on social media, just that everybody, you know, we're all connected through just our life experiences. And so whenever I'm writing songs, I'm thinking about that, you know, just where we are as people. And I'm always trying to find a way to say something that I feel like everybody's trying to say, but doesn't have the words to say.
Yeah.
And that's always been my approach when it comes to songwriting, but no real formula besides that. Just trying to be, you know, honest about my own life experiences and honest about yours as well.
How much fun do you have recording music with Group Therapy?
How much fun? Yes. Oh, my goodness.
It sounds Group fun Therapy. When you record it. When I'm listening to the songs, it sounds like y'all have a great time.
We do. It is a blast, to be honest with you, because it's, you know, they're family for me. We've been together for 20 years. You know what I mean? We've grown up together. And so when we come together, it's way more fun than it is work. It's almost unfair to call it work in any regard, because we just have a good time singing together. So it's a party. Maybe one day I'll bring a camera in there and let y'all see how crazy it is.
Yes. How back do y'all go together as a group?
So the core of my group, we met together when we were all students at Morgan State University, an HBCU here in Baltimore, Maryland. And so it's been since then, since undergrad, many of us have connected. And so we've been doing this together since then. And, you know, we were friends long before, you know, there was ever any musical success. We just like to get together and sing. We would actually meet up in practice rooms at school just to sing, you know. So it wasn't, the goal was never that we were going to be anything or be notarized for. We just enjoyed doing it together. But that's where the Bible becomes true, because it says that your gifts will make room for you and bring you before great men. And that's been so true for us. You know, we just been singing together, enjoying that. And God has opened up doors that we never dreamed were possible.
I love that. We got Anthony Brown on the phone with us right now. He's going to be in Kansas City at the Kansas City Music Hall with Group Therapy on St. Patrick's Day for the Irma Williams Tribute. What are we going to experience on that St. Patrick's Day, that Friday night, Anthony?
Oh, man. First of all, I love Kansas City, and so I'm excited to come there. I am excited, and I hope to see everybody there that night. Hope everybody comes out. We are going to turn up. That's what we're going to do. We're going to turn up. It's going to be a praise party. It's going to be a worship experience. It's going to be just a good time. You know, music unites people. It brings people together. And when people come to concerts, you want to forget about the woes of your week, the woes of your day, and you want to be inspired. You want to be encouraged to have a good time. That's what we're coming. That's the energy that we're bringing to Kansas City next Friday. It's just a great time, a great, enjoyable experience, some really good music, and a lot of fun. So it's like you just need to be there next Friday. You got to be there.
And it's for a great cause, as proceeds will benefit the newly named Irma L. Williams Learning Center that has served thousands of students right here in KC for over 40 years. So make sure you go to KPRS.com. You can also go to Ticketmaster.com in the Music Hall box office to get your ticket so you can see Anthony Brown and Group Therapy on Friday, March 17th. Man, I appreciate your time today, Anthony. Thank you very much, and I hope you're enjoying International Women's Day like me today.
I am going to do that for sure, and thank you so much for having me on. See you next week.